Hello and welcome back to another episode, or the first episode of My Name is Dan and I Like Cars. And today we'll be talking about, question is Dodge doing it right? Is the Hellcat engine the answer to all their problems? Now, this podcast is becoming relevant due to the recently announced 2021 Ram Rebel TRX. What I know about this car is quite staggering. You look at the numbers, it's quite amazing. It's obviously meant to compete with the Raptor, and it blows the Raptor out of the water. You look at the stats just playing off the bat. The 2021 Ram Rebel TRX, I think it looks better than the Raptor. It's more aggressive. It's bigger. It just looks way more mean. It has the 6.2-liter Hemi V8, the Hellcat motor, making 707 horsepower, which is absolutely ridiculous for a pickup truck, especially a Baja-oriented one, with a top speed of 204 mile an hour in a pickup truck. I mean, I don't really know what other truck can do that. The Raptor can't do that. 650 pound-feet of torque, 0-100 in under 13 seconds, quarter miles in 11, that's faster than a WRX, which is a pretty fast car that I've driven. It's a fast car or a truck, and I don't know what Ford is gonna do to respond to this. It's madness, this car, and it's not the first time we've seen Dodge do this. We've seen them put a Hellcat engine in a Jeep and called the Trailhawk. We've seen them put in a Durango and a Durango Hellcat. We've seen them put it in a Jeep Cherokee and call it the Trackhawk. We've seen them putting the Challenger and the Charger, obviously. And that was ridiculous to start off with. And then you have the Hellcat Red Eyes, which are making 790 horsepower. And then you go up to the Demon, which is 840 and runs on race fuel. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I don't think this car will outsell the Raptor at all. I really don't think it. I think it's a no-brainer. Straight performance is better than the Raptor. The 2020 Raptor is making only 450 horsepower, and it's a V6. Why would you want a V6 in a truck? The EcoBoost is just so not. I don't really understand the whole point of an EcoBoost, especially in a racing car or a truck or anything really. I mean, yeah, it's better, but I mean, in my opinion, I don't really understand why you put an EcoBoost, especially Ford, in a Raptor. Now, the Raptor had this market, this sort of Baja full size Baja truck market to itself since 2010. Granted, the Raptor wasn't really popular when it first came out, but by 2013, 2014, the Raptor owned the market for what was then another 3 years, and then on top of that, from 2014 to now 2020. So basically 10 years of owning this sort of premium market of pickup trucks in the U.S. that are Baja-oriented. Now, will the Ram take the Raptor's market? I don't think it will. The Raptor is super, for people who don't understand or know cars, it's not a gearhead, which are most people buying the Raptor are not gearheads. They just think it's badass, and it is badass. Regardless, it is badass. But are they going to outsell the Raptor, Dodge, and the TRX? No, there's no way. The TRX is way, like, for people who want to Baja race it, yeah, like 100%, it's a better truck. And I mean, I haven't driven it. Granted, I don't even have a license yet. Granted, but it looks sick. It looks way cooler than the Raptor. Way cooler. And interesting point. They brought back to the center the console mounted gear shifter with paddles. So they're not going to have that weird thing like the Chevys, and even I don't think the Fords have it, but the Chevys and the Dodges have it on the side of the column. Never was a huge fan of that, to be honest with you. But you can paddle shift the thing. I mean, you're meant to race this car. And Dodge knows who their market is, and that is crazy people like myself and most people who just want to go vroom vroom very fast and don't really care about the money aspect. They're saying the TRX is going to start around 70 grand, and the, you know, some options, I bet you the dealers will mark it up with the highest premiums over $100,000. But you even see the Raptors with the highest options being marked up over $100,000, even with the Shelby model and all that. But I don't understand. So even in 2016, when Ram announced the concept car, the 2016 Ram Rebel TRX, it only had 400 I think it was 540 horsepower, and that was before the Hellcat came out. When the Hellcat came out, it was detuned, supercharged 6.2-liter V8. So it had a pretty much basic Hemi, 540 horsepower, which is still faster than the Raptor, 100% still faster than the Raptor. But it was nothing like 707 horsepower, absolutely Hellcat ridiculousness. You have, you know, all the stuff that you need. You have traction control, launch control, axle locks, four-wheel drive, low, high, all that kind of stuff, as you would in the Raptor. Now, I think the big selling point is that the Raptor doesn't come with a V8. It just doesn't. I don't know why. In 2010, when it came out, it came with the Mustang V8, the Coyote V8. And it was around 410, 420 horsepower, which, I mean, for a truck, is pretty fast. But now they're actually making more power out of the EcoBoost. They're making about 450. But the whole purpose of these cars is not necessarily to sell more Raptors or sell more Ram Rebels or whatever. I mean, there's a point. But, like, the Hellcats, it's a halo car. It's not supposed to be mass-produced. It's not supposed to be sold as much as the F-150 does. The Raptor sells a lot, though, and the Raptor is highly recommended by almost, like, Car and Driver, Motor Trend, Car Buzz, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just one of the best pickup trucks on the market right now. And they look so aggressive. And even the Ranger Raptor is going to try to take some of the market from the Tacoma. And I think that Tacoma is going to have to bring out another Baja truck, because Toyota's still in the truck market. They're own the midsize truck market. I think it's impossible for Toyota not to step in and make not a full size, but a midsize Ranger Raptor oriented pickup truck. I think it would be impossible that they wouldn't do that. This is where pickup trucks are heading, not towards like a sleeker, more commercial exit, but more of an off-road, manly, this is badass kind of deal. And I think that almost all the brands are going to shift this way. You saw the Chevrolet Colorado ZR2. That's a badass truck. That was meant to compete with the TRD Pro, but I still think the TRD Pro and the Colorado ZR2 are nothing compared to the Ranger Raptor and the Raptor and the TRX. I don't think that's the same caliber of truck. Granted, the Raptor and the TRX are full-size trucks, but I just don't think that's the same sort of oriented, like, Baja-style racing. So looking at 2019 sales, you have the Ford – so I'm saying from a perspective – Ford sold in 2019 almost 900,000 trucks. Pretty much 900,000 trucks. Which is crazy. Absolutely crazy in the whole year. And that's a 12% difference. It's down 1.1%, 1.14%. It's a change of 12% every month. So they're actually down in sales. And when you look at the F-Series, they're selling majority of their cars to fleets. They're all fleet vehicles. All the Park Rangers in the U.S. are F-150s. Same with all the police trucks and all of that kind of stuff. They are in the Port Authority trucks. All those maintenance crews that are government-owned or fleet vehicles are all F-150s. Almost all of them. So that the majority of their trucks are just base model F-150s that are being sold to whoever needs them in a fleet. Now, consumer cars, you can't physically keep track of consumer cars. At least I couldn't find a chart. This is on whatever you call it. This is on goodcardcard.net. It gives me the sales figures. And it's telling me that the Ram pickup is up 18% in a year from 2018 to 2019. And they only sold 630,000 trucks, but none of those, almost no trucks that I found within my research, none of them are used for fleet vehicles. They're all consumer cars. So do I think Ford is selling, 350,000 or 250,000 fleet vehicles a year? It's possible, but I don't realistically see that there's 250,000 fleet vehicles needed every single year in the United States. But the Ram is up 18%. The Ram pickup is becoming more and more popular. The facelift, even the Rebel. The Rebel is not the TRX. the Rebel was meant to sort of compete with the Raptor, but it was not on the same level as the Raptor. I think everybody kind of knew that. It was not on the same level at all. It was badass, but it wasn't on the same level. It was just kind of a lifted Ram F-150, a little bit of horsepower, bigger tires, suspension, just kind of BS. But here comes Ram, knowing that this market, or Dodge and Chrysler, they know that this is the new market. Dodge, Fiat Chrysler knows that this is the new market of trucks, and this is where it's going. And trucks are the biggest industry in the U.S. right now in the car market. It's not the sedans. It's not the Prius. It's not the midsize SUVs. It's none of that. It's the trucks. That's the biggest business in the U.S. And besides that, I mean, Chrysler's selling a crap ton of Jeeps right now. They're beating Ford's ass with the Jeeps. And I mean, granted, they have the Durango and the Cherokee and the Explorer, and I think that's pretty even. But Chrysler is the only thing that Ford has on Chrysler right now is the Ram. And I think it's the F-150 is outselling the Ram 1500. That is the only reason. And I think Ram, if they made a mid-sized truck, would, I think, completely outsell Ford and everything. Because the Rangers aren't being sold. They only sold 83,000 trucks in 2019. 83,000 Rangers out of their 900,000 trucks. So that means 10% of basically around 10% of their trucks were mid-sized trucks. So 90% of the cars, trucks that Ford is selling is their pickup trucks. Every single one of Ram's trucks that they're selling is not going to a fleet vehicle. They're not going to fleet vehicles, and they're not mid-sized trucks. If Chrysler hits the nail on the head, which I think they did with this TRX, and completely knock the Raptor off the F-Series, then the F-150s completely knock it off their game, I really think that we could see a new king in the pickup market. I really do see it. And I don't think it'll completely take Ford's market. I don't see that's happening. It's possible. I can see Ram coming closer to Ford, but I think the F-150 is already too much of a stable balance. Not stable balance, but they already have way too much credibility in the F-150 and the Raptor in general. When people think of a badass truck, unless they constantly watch Reed's Car and Driver, they watch Motor Trend and all that kind of shit, if they don't know any of that, the Raptor has such a reputation for now 10 years as the only Baja truck that you could buy, off-road ready truck that you could buy in the U.S. that's in the market. So only truck in the U.S. that's in market. And that's the only truck that people think of. And it's badass. Like, it's good. Gets better looking every year. They change the front grille. They do all this shit. It's a very good looking truck. Now, the Rebel, they started so high. Ford built up to this Raptor. It resembles the 2010 Raptor. And to put this in perspective, the 2010 Raptor was 411 horsepower, 6-speed automatic. Now you have a 10-speed EcoBoost, which is 450 horsepower. So, I mean, it's not really, it's a 40 horsepower difference. Not a huge gain, in my opinion, for the Raptor. It's not anything significant like the Rebel. The Rebel, even if they went from just the Rebel and the TRX, I mean, they're completely different models of trucks. It's like the Hellcat version of the Raptor with the normal F-150. But if we look at the Dodge Rebel from 2020, the specs, I mean, it's comparable. It's not comparable to the Raptor. I mean, it's comparable, but it's not the comparability of a Raptor. It's 395 horsepower, around the same price as a Raptor. And you can get a diesel in it. You can get the 5.7 liter Hemi. But the moment Dodge decided to put the TRX into the Hellcat into the TRX, which is going to be a $70,000 plus truck. I don't understand how Ford cannot bring a V8 back into the Raptor. I don't understand how a pickup market could possibly have a car, even though the EcoBoost is so, at least in my opinion, has a very good reputation, in my opinion. Granted, in my opinion, in racing opinion, you go to ISMA and the GT wins Le Mans, as GT has won Le Mans with the EcoBoost engine. Rally cars, I mean, have won the EcoBoost engine. It's very common to, as I was saying, the EcoBoost has a really strong reputation in the racing community and in street cars. It's been proven across ISMA, Le Mans, not in Baja necessarily, but in the Raptor and in street cars with the Mustang now. The Fusion has an EcoBoost, very reliable engine. You can push power out of it, like as people do in tuned Mustangs. EcoBoost Mustangs. And the Focus ST as well. I have a friend who has an EcoBoost ST, the Focus ST, and he says it's a pretty quick car, very tunable. Turbos are very easy to tamper with, or the turbo is very easy to tamper with. But moral of the story, if Ford wants to own this market, which they own the market right now, the only thing they can be with is this Rebel TRX. And do I think Dodge is going to be capable of making a super well-handling truck that will outperform any truck on the market? No, not at all. But Dodge will put an engine in it, and people don't care about the handling of the car. In a truck, they care about, oh, give me the numbers, give me how much horsepower it is, blah, 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 blah. People will come to the dealership with the most money in the world. They will ask, which truck has the most horsepower? Which truck is the fastest truck? I want the fastest truck. I want the coolest truck. The coolest truck is the TRX. It's not the Raptor. The Raptor's badass, but it's not the coolest truck. It's not the coolest truck. And from then on, the demand of the Raptor is so high. It's so high that even if the Ford doesn't come out with a V8 to compete with the TRX, I don't think the TRX will steal the market. Regardless of the V8 or not, regardless of the horsepower difference, regardless of all of that, I don't think that Ford will give up this market, and I don't think Dodge will take it. I don't see it happening. And that is my, quote, unprofessional, very unprofessional, unlicensed driver opinion, is that the Raptor demand is way too freaking high. It's so high. Everyone wants a Raptor. Nobody wants a Ram. The TRX, they don't give a fuck about a Hellcat engine. They don't care. They don't even know what a Hellcat engine is. The majority of the market doesn't even know what a Hellcat engine is. They're not going to care. The Raptor is what is selling trucks. They are selling Raptors. They are selling F-150s. Ford is not going to give up this market, and they're not going to lose the market. They're just not going to lose the market. I don't see them losing it. Even if it's rumored, I'll get to this in a second, but continuing on this, even if they don't put in the EcoBoost, they keep the EcoBoost in the Raptor will still outsell the TRX. But do I think that Ford is just not going to answer to the TRX? They're going to answer because they want a premium on this market like they've had for 10 years. They want a premium on this Baja ready truck market, which is bigger than people think. It's the movement of where pickup trucks are going, not where they were in the 80s and 90s, not where they were way before all this, not in the mud crawlers, not where early 2000s where it was commercial directed. Toyota was way ahead of the game with the T100, way ahead. That was a Baja oriented truck. It was before its time. The TRD was before its time, and it didn't sell. Now, Ford has this market. They own this market, and they're not going to just let Dodge have a chance at it. Do I think Dodge, even if they don't do anything, Ford doesn't do anything, I don't think they're going to have the market. There's no way they're going to take the market. The market is owned by Ford. There is too much demand for the Raptor right now. And I don't think it's possible for Ram to come in and steal it. It takes even 5%. Of the Baja quote truck market, the Raptor will outsell the Ram by double, maybe even triple. In my opinion, in my very uneducated opinion, I think that Ford will sell way more Raptors than the TRX. I just don't see how the TRX could possibly outsell the Raptor. If the Raptor doesn't respond, I feel like it will be a little bit different after 3 or 4 years once the TRX established itself like the Raptor did. The Raptor's been out for 10 years now. Pete, you probably only heard of the Raptor for, I don't know, 3 or 4. Ram needs to establish itself in this market, but Ford is not going to give itself a chance because it's so pronounced on the Raptor. It's impossible for Ram to establish himself in a market that Ford has held for 10 years. And Dodge hasn't done shit for 10 years. However, this isn't the first. I think I would like to compare the Ram Rebel TRX to a very, very familiar car. The Ram 1500 SRT10. It competed with the F-150, whatever the performance F-150 was. I don't really know the name of it, but same thing. Ford owned the market. And when they owned the market, they went and they took the market, Ford. Ram responded with a ridiculous car and put a Viper engine in a pickup truck with a manual transmission. It didn't sell. I mean, they're not going to outsell a car that's not practical. It's not practical. I mean, neither is the TRX. I mean, it makes more horsepower than the TRX. But I mean, I just think the demand's too high. But I don't think Ford's even going to let Dodge have the chance to establish themselves because they're going to respond to the TRX whether they think it's a threat or not. I don't really think it's a threat. It's a slight threat, but I don't think it's something that you need to, like, worry yourself. Ford would worry. If I'm the head of Ford right now, I would still be very comfortable in it. I would put a V8 back into the Raptor. Make it an option. Make it the Raptor Shelby and put the Shelby GT350 engine and the Shelby GT500 engine in the fucking Raptor. That car would be a halo car and people would buy the lower end Raptor. That's the only way I see Ram having a chance at this market. If you look at the Ram Rebel TRX and just get the normal Rebel because it's a halo car. But the Raptor they're selling, it's not necessarily a halo car. It's one model. They have the same engine. Make 2 tiers for the Raptor. Make a Raptor, quote, not TRX, but Raptor X, Raptor Shelby, something, or Raptor GT, whatever, Raptor GT350, Raptor, what, I don't even know what you want to call it. But make a Raptor that is a halo car. That is how Ford will steal this market. Ford, there is rumors that the 2021 or the 2022 Raptor will have a Coyote V8. I don't know if it will be optional. I don't know if it will be standard. But if it's optional, I think that's for the best. Because the EcoBoost makes it the car cheap one. And I just think it's a better engine for the Raptor right now. I would want a V8. But the Raptor's selling because the EcoBoost, they put in almost every car. The only V8 they use is in a Mustang. But they need a halo car. And that's Dodge. Dodge is the king of halo cars. Look at the Hellcat, the Demon, the Trackhawk, the Trailhawk. All that fucking bullshit. All that bullshit. Those bullshit cars that are ridiculous and sick. Like, I love Dodges. If you're listening to this, I fucking love your brand. I really fucking do. Your brand is amazing. I love the old muscle car. I love it. I love everything about it. But they are the king of halo cars. Ford needs to learn something from Fiat Chrysler and make a halo Raptor, halo car like the Ford GT was to Ford. Make that again. And then put the freaking Raptor stickers, I know they are, on the Baja trucks and win the Baja 1000, which I think they have been doing. Granted, I don't follow off-road racing. I only follow Formula 1, ISMA, MotoGP, NASCAR, IndyCar. I don't really follow the whole off-road racing thing. But moral of the story, Ford, Dodge, are they doing it right? Let's go back to the main question. Is putting the Hellcat engine in a pickup truck going to solve their issues? And the answer is no. It's not going to solve their issues. Is it cool and badass? Yes, it is. But it's not going to solve their issues. It's a PR stunt. That's what it is. It's a PR stunt. It's not the answer. Dodge needs to make more trucks and start selling to fleet. They need to sell fleet vehicles. Because that's the market. That's the whole pickup truck market is fleet vehicles. I mean, that's how many Ford is selling. They're selling fleet vehicles. You start selling fleet vehicles, you are going to outsell the F-150. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's all I got to say is that the Raptor, the TRX is badass, but it's not It's not going to outsell the Raptor. I don't see it happening. It's going to compete with the Raptor, but it's not going to outsell it. There's no way it will. In a straight up race, will it? Hell yeah, probably. In a race, it probably will. But that's it. Like, that's the only way I can see the Raptor out. The Raptor is the only thing I can see outselling the. Ford owns the pickup truck market, and that's the moral of my story. Whether it's fleet vehicles or not, they own that market. And I'm going to wait for Toyota to make a, quote, Tacoma Raptor, Tacoma, whatever. TRD Pro Plus, some Baja-oriented truck. And the TRD Pro is very off-roady, but it's not the Raptor. Not the Raptor. Nor is it the Ranger Raptor or the TRX. And that's where, moral of the story, this is where the pickup truck market is shifting. So, at the end of the day, is Dodge doing it right? Nah. Dodge, you need to sell your pickup trucks to fleet vehicles. The TRX will not outsell the Raptor, and that is the final answer. And that's about it for today's episode, or this week's episode. Next episode will be on F1 and Fernando Alonso, and we'll also talk more and more about other sorts of cars in the upcoming podcast. This is just the first one getting out of the way. I hope you all enjoyed. Please share this to your friends, whatever you want to do. Honestly, I'm just a guy talking about cars that I really am passionate for. I'm so passionate about cars. I was honestly, if I don't even get any views, I would be super happy. I just love talking. So thank you for your time. Thank you for watching the whole thing. And please, be the best version of yourself every day. Goodbye.